Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
Welcome to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast, a relaxing and informative show where we explore anxiety, panic, and PTSD, sharing how you can overcome them for life.
Aloha! Welcome back to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. I'm your host and coach, Gina Ryan, and I am so happy to be with you again today as together we can consider the many ways to bring your mind and body back to its natural peace and calm. In today's episode, I wanted to talk about winter wellness. I wanted to take a deep dive into the Scandinavian well-being wisdom. There is a lot of wisdom out there in the world, and depending on where you live, it's kind of cool. A lot of things are cultural, and they don't always find their way into our little lives. So I thought we would go over some wisdom that comes from the most northern climates. We can gain a lot from those who live in those northern climates and how to thrive during the darker days of winter, because depending on where you live, the winter months can be long and dark. So the following is from a skill sheet that I had in the group quite a long while back. So I thought I would share it with you because for some of my clients, this time of year is more difficult than others, not only because of the darkness, but the cold and that their lives have kind of changed. So let's look at 5 Scandinavian secrets to a happier, healthier life. So those Scandinavian winters are dark. I mean, I'm from central New York and that was dark. And my daughter lives in the Pacific Northwest, and that's even darker and long and cold. So depending on the city, a typical day could have little or no sunshine in the Scandinavian areas. So they could also have freezing temperatures and tons of snow. So some people might see those conditions as a recipe for seasonal depression, right? As we talk about it, seasonal affective disorder. But despite the harsh winters, Denmark, Sweden, Norway, Finland, and Iceland have topped the world in the happiness reports. And so, like, how is that? They've got really harsh weather and darkness, and they're still happy as little clams. So I love some of the things that they do. And that survey came out of having looked at 156 different countries, asking their citizens how happy they are. And for several years in a row, they've asked this, and I'm telling you, those are the countries, those Scandinavian countries, come out at the top. So what is it that makes Scandinavian people so content? And the answer could be in their actual approach to life. So they have several feel-good philosophies that help them to promote an overall sense of well-being. So let's take a look at what it is that makes the Scandinavian people so content. I'm thinking that the answer may lie in their approach to life, which contains a lot of different feel-good philosophies that promote an overall sense of well-being. Let's look at some of these. The first one that I have here is called, and you will forgive my pronunciation of these Scandinavian words. This is not exactly my native tongue. This one is Fika Paus, and it's spelled F-I-K-A-P-A-U-S. This is a Swedish term, and it roughly translates to having a coffee break. But there's a lot more to it than just, you know, grabbing our cup of coffee and rushing back to work or back to our desk or jumping in the car to pick up the kids. A fika pause is more like a social ritual. It gives you time to rest and to reset. It consists of coffee, typically accompanied by a sweet treat, and it's meant to be enjoyed with other people and away from your work desk. I think this is where we're starting to see a little bit of a difference here, right? In Sweden, fika pause is so important that work is often scheduled around these breaks and not the other way around. I find this fascinating. And here's how it helps. By prioritizing time for breaks and socializing each day, this can help with our work-life harmony, and it really may help to reduce the stress because we are integrating not only our work into our lives, but our breaks and our need for socialization or a hot drink or a bite to eat all into our daily routine. This one seems really awesome to me. Whether you choose to have a sweet treat or not, what your hot drink might be, I'm hoping it will be decaf, of course. And another thing that comes up is that a lot of people would use the term work-life balance, but we just had our group coaching a little bit earlier today, and I brought up the idea of instead of using the word balance, because work-life balance is like a taskmaster, like you got to get this balanced and you have to have more of this, less of that. I like to look at it as being more harmonious than balanced. And so if you can find harmony in your day by adding one of these fika pause and let the whole day shine better because you had this break, I think it would make any kind of environment, whether it's darker days or brighter days, a little bit easier to work around. Have you tried OneSkin for your skincare routine yet? I love the simplicity of these products and the medical grade ingredients in them, not to mention how easily they fit into my skincare routine. The OS1 Face Moisturizer and OS1 Eye Cream make skin look visibly smoother and clearer and immediately feel softer and more hydrated. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin, and several studies back it up. So if you're tired of cycling through ineffective skincare trends and overcomplicated routines, then I'm so excited to share with you OneSkin, just simple, scientifically validated solutions. OneSkin is the world's first longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code ACP at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code ACP. After your purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. The next one that I have up is called, let me get the pronunciation right here. I have these on another sheet here. The second one is called Friluftsliv. Again, you will forgive my pronunciation, but this means spending time in nature as a practice. Now, we've talked about that here before, and it takes many forms in a lot of different cultures around the world. Like in Japan, it's known as Shinrin-yoku, or forest bathing, and we hear a lot about that in the news, and a lot of different people have been talking over the years about forest bathing. And obviously, if you have been out there in the forest, you know what a difference it makes in your life and how you feel. But in Norway, it's known as friluftsliv, or open air living. So I like this. While forest bathing encourages you like to go spend time immersed in nature for a little while, maybe an afternoon or a few minutes each day, friluftsliv is more indulgent. Rain or shine, it's a commitment to get the most out of those outdoor moments. So it could be long camping trips through the mountains or just a stroll on the beach by yourself or with friends. And this helps because spending time outside is really important to our mental well-being, even if it's just in an urban park, because it can have a positive impact on our mind and body in ways that we have not been able to scientifically pinpoint. We just know it feels better to be out there in nature. And so I like the fact that they have a special word for this and can go outside and do what they call open air living. Maybe you can give it a try. I also like that they do it rain or shine. It's a commitment to get outdoors and have those outdoor moments, whether they're long camping trips or hikes, or they're just a stroll. And if you live somewhere where you can even just get out to a park and have some trees around, that would be awesome. If not, you always can look up and see the sky. The third one is go-kata. Go-kata is the Swedish idea, taking friluftsliv a step further. It's the act of waking up early in the morning to go outside and listen to your environment, to listen to those early morning birds that sing. Now, I think this one is awesome because you will also get those first lights. Even if it's not bright out yet, you will be up and at them when that bright light does pop through. And so on its own, waking up early actually is a good part of this because it can make you more proactive, meaning that we are more likely to get things done in the morning. But with Gotaha, you're also spending quality time in nature. So from the moment you wake up, you're boosting productivity and your sense of well-being. It's all in one, and you've already done something, and this crack of dawn is just happening. This is a great way to start the day, and I may take this one into my own wellness changes that I'm looking at for this new year that's here, because I don't have a really early morning wake-up time, and I think this might be a nice one to add in. I'll keep you posted. The fourth one is hygge, and the long dark hours of winter can take their toll in these Scandinavian countries. So they have learned, instead of dreading the winter months, the Danish concept of hygge encourages you to embrace them. Hygge is about celebrating coziness, I like that word, and turning it into a type of self-care. Again, this can be things that are just beautiful and warming, like lighting candles, sipping on your favorite hot drink, putting on a pair of fuzzy socks. These acts are hygge in practice. And the key to this practice is to find the joy in feeling warm and fuzzy, both inside and out. And what does this take? This takes attention. We have to not only do it just as rote, we have to pay attention. How does this make me feel? Can I actually relax into this fuzzy and warm feeling? Because focusing on the positives in life, the little things like getting cozy when it's dark and snowy, can really increase our overall sense of well-being. And finally, the fifth one I have for you is logam. Balance is essential to living a healthy life. Again, I understand balance, but I like harmony because things can't always be exactly balanced. So that's okay. You can shoot for that, of course, because you don't want to have too much of one thing and not enough of another if you need more of it. But see if they can be working harmoniously somehow. You might be able to just use that word to lighten the load of having to have a balance. So roughly translating, logam is just the right amount is what they're saying. Just the right amount. Maybe that isn't balance, right? Maybe that is just the right amount. And this is the Swedish and Norwegian concept of making it a priority to always find just the right amount in every part of life. And so this can really help us because many things can be harmful to our health and well-being if not done in moderation. Things such as overeating, not moving enough throughout the day, to overworking without taking any breaks. This is why the concept of logam is important. Finding the right amount harmoniously can help you avoid damaging your health by just having just the right amount, whether it be an indulgence or just something that needs to be limited in daily life. So happiness isn't a place that we arrive at. It isn't a place we go to. It's a state of mind. Back in the day when I first moved here to Hawaii, there used to be a bumper sticker that was on a lot of cars, and it would say, Hawaii, it's a state of mind. And I loved that. And this is what I'm talking about here. Happiness is a state of mind. By putting these Scandinavian philosophies into practice, you might be able to find yourself feeling a little different over time through the winter months. And there's no reason to only have this going on in the cold, dark winter. You can be using these beautiful philosophies throughout the year and over time find that you are living a more fulfilling everyday life. I hope this has been helpful for you, and I hope that you will send me what you would like to hear more about here on the show to anxietycoachespodcast@gmail.com. I'm always happy to look in the mail, and I keep a running list of things. Often I put a bunch of little things together and put it into a subject. Sometimes I will read the email itself. So do tell me if you would like to remain anonymous or if you just want me to use the subject matter in your email. I'm happy to do that too. But I love sharing your voice on the show here when you write me an email and give me permission to read it. So let's remember that happiness isn't somewhere that we are going to arrive at. It's a state of mind, and that we can change our state of mind. That is not fixed by location or circumstances. We can change it ourselves. We have the power. And now for today's quote. Winter is the time of promise because there is so little to do, or because you can now and then permit yourself the luxury of thinking so. And that's from Stanley Crawford. I'll be back in a few more days with another podcast. Until then, be well and aloha.
Thanks so much for joining us for today's episode of the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. Find more information at theanxietycoachespodcast.com.